Please be seated, and Andrea will come and share her scripture with us.
A reading from John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before her whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and she knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from her whatever we ask, because we obey her commandments and do what pleases her. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as she has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for the inclusive language. Need to work on making sure that gets in the bulletin more consistently. I think in these weeks after Easter, our scripture readings are meant to show us how to live as followers of the risen Christ, as people to whom God's love and God's power have been revealed. This reading is from 1 John, a letter or maybe a sermon from an elder, teacher, and the community of Christian churches who trace their roots back to the Apostle John, one of the original disciples. Tony and Sue, a few years ago, visited ancient Ephesus, I think, right? In modern-day Turkey, where sources claim that this Apostle John and Jesus' mother Mary ended the final days of their lives. So perhaps this letter was written from Ephesus to the churches in that area around them. We can see in this letter clear ties to the Gospel of John, with themes like light and darkness, eternal life, truth, abiding in God and God abiding in us and us abiding with Christ and the mutuality of connections and the commandment to love. Again and again, we can read in John's gospel and in these letters of God's love shown to us and our call to love. This letter offers Jesus as our role model, our example. And we read of God's love shown to us in Christ Jesus. But I think Jesus is our role model, our example, but not just in his teaching, but in his living and his dying. But I believe he's more than just an example for us to work hard to try to follow. I started to call my message for today loving like Jesus, but I changed it to loving with Jesus. Because we can't just on our own decide to love and follow and be like Jesus. We cannot just decide to be loving. We cannot will ourselves into being loving. I believe we need to first experience love. We need some sense of being loved in order to be able to love. And so we have this great, everlasting, steadfast love of God revealed to us in all its fullness in Jesus. And we're invited to live in that love, to abide in that love, to enter into this intimate, divine relationship of love, and out of that, to love one another and ourselves. In the Lent series that a number of us participated in, which we call Going Deeper, there was one week when Edie Regan used some video of a teacher named James Finley. You can find it on YouTube. It's about 5 minutes, and it's his what he calls his love meditation. And he guides you just to breathe in. Each time you breathe in, you're breathing in divine love. So you say, I love you. And it's breathing in God speaking those words to you. I love you. And then breathing out with an awareness that we may have a burden or a brokenness, that's things that make it hard for us to love back. And yet, holding that awareness, we still practice in this meditation, I love you. Edie shared some of James Finley's background, which I did not know. As a child, he experienced significant trauma and grief and pain. But as an adult, through many years of seeking and learning and prayer, both spiritual and psychological work, he now radiates a deep sense of peace and love. James Finley found a connection, a deep relationship with the one who is the source of all love. And you can feel it even just watching him on YouTube. How that love has brought him healing and a great capacity to love himself and others. The writer of this letter is really clear. The test of our faith is love. Love not just in words, but in actions. We all know it's easy to say, I love you. It's easy to say, I love everybody. But loving actual real people that we deal with on a regular basis is a whole different story. As we know, as we live into, as we breathe in the love that holds our entire universe, we are able to breathe out love. And love is not about feelings, not about our moods, our sentiments. True love is about intention. Madeline Lingle, one of my favorite writers, in her book, A Circle of Quiet, uses these words to talk about this. She says, love can't be pinned down by definition, and it certainly can't be proved, any more than anything else important in life can be proved. Love is people, is a person. A friend of ours, she says in one of his books, love is not an emotion, it's a policy. She goes on to say, those words have often helped me when my feelings are very unlovely. In a summer household of as large as ours with several generations living together, I often have to act on those words. And I'm slowly coming to understand with my heart as well as my head that love is not a feeling. We all love imperfectly. We all blow it periodically in our relationships. Time and time again, we struggle to love. Sometimes, as this writer says, sometimes our hearts condemn us. But, he writes, God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. I love this. When we make mistakes, when we fail to act lovingly, when we cannot or do not act in the ways we know we should, God knows us and loves us still. God understands our frailty. The psalmist says, God remembers that we are dust. God is the one who brings healing, who forgives and helps us to forgive. God is the one who can help us begin again and again and again to work for reconciliation and restoration. So the writer says, we can have boldness before God. There is no need for fear or anxiety in relation to God. Remember, the Gospel of John says, perfect love casts out fear, and God's love is perfect, complete, whole. God alone fully understands us better than we understand ourselves. And God loves us. As the writer of that book, movie, The Shack, said God particularly delights in us. We are called to trust in that love, to be open, transparent, daring to believe that we are fully loved, and then to abide in that, dwell in that, come home to that. In Christ, God gives us God's Spirit, the very nature of God, in us, among us, living with us and through us. And that is how we are able to love. Not by our own power, our own will alone, but by the Spirit of Jesus loving through us. And so we take it, as your song said, moment by moment, day by day, relationship by relationship. We are called to live into the source of love and the loving that God is about in the world through Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God. There is so much more love than we can even imagine or conceive. Amen.